thetakeaway.org. We want to hear from you.
We certainly do. Now, most of us, if not all of us, wonder what can be done to mitigate the harmful effects of climate change. Well, a team of scientists in California has a shovel-ready idea, which, while it's not entirely new, it does sound easy. It is inexpensive, and they think that it's time that the Obama administration should begin to back this on a large scale. And the idea involves a lot of paint. We're going to get to that in a second. Well, the plan is to lighten up our rooftops with and other dark surfaces which absorb energy to make them more reflective. And with us to explain this idea is Surabhi Menon. She's a research scientist at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Berkeley, California. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What does painting your roof white have to do with global warming?
Well, the levels of CO2 we are at right now, 385 to 390 parts per million, is considered now to be as dangerous as going to 450 parts per million, which was a 2-degree threshold at which the consequences would be more dramatic than we warned.
But what does painting your roof white have to do with it?
So we then go to the alternate clean energy carbon sequestration, and all that takes some more time. So we have, in the meantime, we keep warming since CO2 emissions have not declined. So you begin to look at alternatives, measures that could counteract some of the warming that mask carbon dioxide effects, which would buy us some time to reduce CO2 impacts. And modifying urban albedos is one of them. So what it means...
What's that, an albedo?
It's changing the albedo of urban areas. So what it means is if we were to make all the rooftops and paved surfaces more reflective, more white, have aggregates which are light or cool color pigments, then we would reflect some of the solar radiation coming in, much like clouds do, and then we would not warm the surface as much.
So basically, the heat is bounced off out of the Earth's atmosphere, and does it lessen or stop greenhouse gases from forming if we end up...
It just reduces the warming that would take place if the radiation were allowed to reach the surface and you would have the extra warming that would take place.
Well, you know, it sounds a little drastic, though, doesn't it? Painting all of the world's surfaces light colors?
It's not. It's been done in a lot of tropical countries for ages. And so this is one of the measures. We have been creating these urban surfaces, urban areas. So if we were to take measures that would then retrofit or revamp when things need to be maintained again, if you just make them light colored, then you would be able to reflect some of the energy. And also what it does is it reduces energy costs because you would use that for air conditioning. So it reduces some of the fossil fuels you would use. So there are two benefits to it.
And you actually did some solid research on this. Can you tell us a little bit, just very briefly, about what hard evidence you have to support this?
Well, in our paper with Dr. Akpari at Lawrence Berkeley and Commissioner Rosenfeld from the California Energy Commission, we calculated if we increased all urban areas to make them more reflective, we would offset about 60 to 70 gigatons of CO2 per year. And if you think that right now we're emitting about 8 to 16 gigatons of CO2, what this urban albedo program, which increasing the reflectivity of urban areas, what it would do is buy us a few years. And the evidence that exists is if you look at land albedo changes, there's been some studies in Spain where they looked at increased green horticulture where you have vegetation which is different than the surrounding land, and they actually can quantify a temperature decrease because of changing the albedo.
Surabhi, this is Todd Zwillick. You mentioned that reflecting that energy would help in the summertime because it would lead to probably lower air conditioning costs and fuel consumption. But what about in the winter? I thought one of the points of rooftop installations in some cases was to absorb solar energy so that you use less heating in the winter in colder climates. Wouldn't it defeat that purpose?
Yes. So in colder climates, it's not going to be as effective. You do not get the energy savings as much as you would in warmer climates.
Mostly for the tropics then?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And what are you planning on doing with this idea? I mean, it's not something that's new, of course. I mean, you know, if you look in warm climates, if you go to Spain, places like Greece, a lot of the houses there are painted entirely white, not just the rooftops. But you're planning on getting the energy department to do something concrete with this idea. I mean, it wasn't...
We have standards for rooftops, which have the Energy Star labeling, so you could have them be more reflective when you have new roofs put in. So California has been leading some of that, but there is no strong policy on paved surfaces. And so it's going to be a little bit difficult to implement something like that.
And any idea what the carbon footprint would be for such a large-scale paint job?
You mean just painting?
Yes.
The costs are going to be higher at the beginning, but then you save things later on, as usual.
And just very briefly, you've also said that volcanic eruptions cool the Earth. I mean, short of creating a fake eruption, how would this work? How credible is it? Does it cause pollution? What's the science on this?
Yeah, with the geoengineering schemes, now this may be considered as one of the geoengineering schemes. With volcanic eruptions, you get the benefit of worldwide temperatures dropping down, like we saw with Mount Pinatubo in 1991. But the consequences can be pretty dramatic if you release these stratosphere all these sulfate particles. With the urban albedo, you're not really doing too much of geoengineering. You're just making things more reflective. And that's a pretty basic concept. So I don't think it's as dangerous as the other measures.
All right. Surabhi Menon, research scientist at the Berkeley Lawrence National Laboratory in Berkeley, California. Thank you very much for joining us. And we're joined now by Femi Oke. Hello.
Hello there, Dalje. The time is 29 minutes past the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.